The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
It isn't officially summer quite yet, but thanks to a high-pressure system over the Pacific Northwest, it certainly feels like it. And along with that summer sunshine comes further indicators that the dog days are already upon us. For me, a sure sign is the appearance of odd spots in the sidebars of the daily newspaper. You know, those weird little stories that make you question whether human beings really are the sharpest knives in the drawer. Here's a collection from page B4 in the June 10th edition of the Vancouver Sun. Resort rolls out pot smoker special. The 70-hectare Canna Camp in Colorado opens July 1st as a cannabis-friendly ranch resort. They won't sell it, but you can bring your own and enjoy Mother Nature by smoking Mother Nature. It kind of gives new meaning to the term dude ranch. On to China, where rules making it easier to file lawsuits seem to be inviting some frivolous claims. A man is suing actress Zhao Wei, one of the country's biggest and richest, and star of the primetime TV series Tiger Mom. This guy claims Zhao stared at him too intensely through his TV set, causing him spiritual damage. Man, if I had a dollar for every time TV has spiritually damaged me. In Germany, 102-year-old Ingeborg Sillim Rappaport wasn't allowed to defend her doctoral thesis in 1938 under the Nazis, so she's done so now, making her the oldest doctor in Germany. Ironically, she's a neonatologist, a specialist in the care of newborns. Finally, Steve Carell may have coined the term in his performance as the 40-year-old virgin, but in Japan, the condition is so widespread, they even have their own brand. Middle-aged male virgins are called Yaramiso. Blame the rise of single-person households, a breakdown of family structures, and economic emasculation. Virgin Academia offers lectures on how to establish healthy relationships, as well as activities like nude life drawing classes. Presumably, if you can draw it without drooling, you're on the road to recovery. My name is Cal Coat. Welcome to another hour of odd ducks and inspired genius from around the world. Here is new music from Zhang San and band from Beijing. Zhang plays the zhongruan, a 2,500-year-old instrument. From Bridges Part 1, here's the moo groove of Cow Street on World Beat Canada Radio. We'll be right back.
Hello, 你好. This is Zhang San, and you're listening to Music Without Borders or Boundaries on World Beat Canada Radio.
You know you're getting the Afrobeat right when you're endorsed by Tony Allen and Seun Kuti. Among others, I'm really enjoying this disc. It's called The Hunt by nine-piece Amsterdam band Jungle by Night. That was The Move. Before that, Zhang San and band from Bridges Part 1 and Cow Street. You heard it here first, World Beat Canada Radio. On to the 2015 Juno Award winner for Best World Music Album, 500 Years of Night. This is Kike Escamilla and Trio de Garcia.
Muchos que culpar, son pocos los que nacen libres, son muchos muertos ya, nacidos en la oscura tierra, según uno de primera, son miles los fantasmas vivos, vagando en la ciudad. los que aún respiran en este caos marginal, con pocas oportunidades de llegar al final. La ira de la gente crece igual que su necesidad, tomando riesgos día a día, buscando aquel lugar donde la vida es para sentir.
Yeah.
right in your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
Boy, I got the backyard beats to keep me busy, I'll tell you. 31 shows I'll be setting up between now and July 1st. June 18th, the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival celebrates its 30th anniversary edition. Coastal Jazz features headliners neo-soul diva Erykah Badu, Brazilian superstar Joyce Moreno. I'll be introducing her to the stage on the 19th. And six-time Grammy winner Buddy Guy. For the complete lineup, check out coastaljazz.ca. The 2015 Rio Tinto Alcan Dragon Boat Festival kicks off with a special opening night concert on Friday evening. It's a Tom Landa love-in, followed throughout the weekend by nonstop entertainment. Music ranges from jazz to funk, bluegrass to hip-hop. We got it all. The World Beat stage features local musicians from the West Coast and top entertainers from far off and abroad. We have a great band called Encanto coming from Seattle. That's at the Creekside Plaza, Millennium Village Square on False Creek. Admission absolutely free. Two afternoons, five bands each afternoon, plus the Friday night set with Locarno and the Paperboys. It's going to be a lot of fun. A Tribe Called Red brings their eclectic powwow sound to Malcolm Bowl and Stanley Park for an all-ages show on Saturday, June 20th. Check out their music or order their new EP at atribecalledred.com. I had a brief sit-down with my good friend Adonis Puentes, formerly of the Puentes Brothers, now a salsero in his own right. He's releasing a new album called Veinte Años with Pancho Amat. And he was just scouting out some things in town before he starts a big tour with the Voice of Cuba Orchestra. And then he'll be back in Victoria June 21st for the Jazz Festival and June 23rd at Ironworks for the Vancouver Jazz Festival. And we've got that interview and a brand new track coming up later this hour. Next, new passport rock from the Tea Party with the LOC, the line of control separating Kashmir and Pakistan.
Oh,
very favorite bands to see live. That is Norway's Jagged Jazzist from a new album called Starfire, the title track on World Beat Canada Radio. The Tea Party before that with some wonderful textures from Jeff Martin. Time for your touch of the familiar, and it comes to us from the La Goutte d'Or neighborhood of Paris, an Arab-African enclave, where we find the Toubab All-Stars with the first popular song I ever fell in love with, Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire. Check it out. Doesn't quite sound so urgent with the reggae backbeat, does it? Very cool, though, for summertime. Adonis Puentes is right around the corner with a brand new track and a brief insight into his new album, Viente Anos. Adonis Puentes is back in Vancouver for a brief time before he starts a big tour based on a brand new album that has just been released. It's Adonis Puentes and Pancho Amat. And an homage to Maria Teresa Vera. Congratulations on this, Adonis.
Thank you, Carl. It's a pleasure to see you and nice to, you know, to be interviewed by you.
You said Vera's still with us?
No, she passed away in the 1965. You know, she was big in the 20th and the 30th, 40th, around the time. And, you know, it was a tough time for a woman to be a musician back then. She was so talented and so powerful that she wasn't only a great musician, she was a leader of a Septet Occidente for a little while. Basically, wow, you know, like an amazing songwriter. She grew up in a small town called Guanahai, very close to my hometown.
Yes. And now tell me about the record, Pancho Amat. How do you know him?
he's a friend of my father, Valentin Puentes. Okay. And since my brother and I were a child, you know, he used to come for a visit every once in a while, which every time he came was a big festivity, you know, we play music and have a good time. But I was here in BC, you know, I was out fishing and I get this weird phone call from an old friend of mine from Los Angeles. Yeah. The lady runs this a Cuban record label called Colibri Records, and she was driving them, you know, the Cuban people, because they had a nomination with one of the artists. I think it was Eliades Ochoa, one of the guys from Buena Vista Social Club.
Sure.
So as they were driving, one of my sons came on the mix. And the Cuban record label, they asked, who's that? Who's that? It's one of yours. It's Cuban who live here in North America. And she told me that when you come to Cuba, let me know what kind of project you would like to do. And she told me, I have two conditions for you. The first one is that you start by the record Maria Teresa Vera. Mm-hmm. And the second is that you do the record with the Maestro Pancho Amat. Out of coincidence, that evening, I supposed to be having dinner at my parents with Pancho Amat.
Yeah.
So basically, we had dinner, we worked on the record. That was Friday evening, we met on Monday. We choose the key, we choose the songs, and the rest is history. We are here. You know?
Can you tell me a little bit about the Voice of Cuba Orchestra that you'll be touring with?
You know, the Voice of Cuba Orchestra is, besides being a great band made of great musicians, it's a concept that I'm defending, you know. I define myself as a missionary. My goal here, my you know, not only to bring the Cuban music, you know, educate people with, you know, our heritage, our culture, and create, you know, this happy time. If you come to my concert and you have an hour and a half, 2 hours of, you know, fun and joy, I believe my mission is accomplished, you know? So this band is made of heroes of mine, great musicians. Some of them are young, but for example, the piano player Alejandro Falcón that is coming is the best pianist from his generation in Cuba now.
What a fantastic time in history to be in that kind of a role, considering that the wall, so to speak, is coming down between Cuba and the United States.
About time, you know. It's been way too long, and thanks God, you know, it's coming to an end.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, music is love, and love is the way, and this is the role I'm playing, you know. You know, music had helped knocking some walls down, because great of the Cuban musicians had been performing here from Buena Vista Social Club, you know, to many others, and have keep the Cuban name very present here in North America, and it's going to be a lot more opportunities for Cuban musicians up here.
I think global musicians generally should be given the title of cultural ambassadors, because you're right, I mean, music opens the door, and that's a wonderful thing. So you're going to be at Ironworks,
yeah.
On the 24th for the Vancouver International Jazz Festival, right?
On the 21st, and that will be at the Centennial Square in Victoria, and here in Vancouver, I'll be playing on the 23rd. I'm honored to be invited and to be performing here for this fantastic city. I'm looking forward to see some friends and fans out there. And bring on your dancing shoes, you know, we may have a good time out there.
Vengo arrollando, sentimiento. Es lo sublime del patio que yo venero. Es la rumba criolla con melodía, porque solo es compuesta de armonía. Gran compás.
Arroya cubano, eso es tuyo.
Óyelo bien.
Arroya cubano, eso es tuyo.
Es muy dulce el sonido de la guitarra, sublimando el acorde de la rumbita. A cualquier honradez por alta la incita, solo a decir. Óyelo bien.
Arroya cubano, eso es tuyo.
La aristocracia en La Habana siente la rumba pasando, y enseguida están bailando por detrás de la ventana.
Arroya cubano, eso es tuyo. Arroya cubano, eso es tuyo.
Anoche cuando cantaba, un guardia me requirió y le reventé una rumba. papá, que el vigilante exclamó:
Arroya cubano,
sí,
que eso es tuyo.
Cubano sigue arrollando y así defiendes lo tuyo.
Arroya cubano, que eso es tuyo.
De haber nacido en Cubita, yo siempre vivo con orgullo.
Arroya cubano, que eso es tuyo.
Donde quiera que me encuentre, yo te lo juro, Vicente, mi cubanía presente.
Arroya cubano, que eso es tuyo.
Belén, 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 Belén.
Puentes, The World Come Home on World Beat Canada Radio.
band that is the epitome of summer cool, don't you think? Coop. They are from Sweden, the duo of Oscar Simonsson and Magnus Zagmark, and Summer Sun from Waltz with Coop, and that features the lovely voice of Yukimi Nagano, a Japanese singer. We have a couple more lovely female voices right around the corner on this episode of World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Coat. It's great to have you along.
Niña,
Malian singer Mamami Keita, who formerly sang backups for Salif Keita and Djalal Kibali. Before that, Sushila Raman, a daughter of Tamil immigrants now living in the UK with Manasaloni. And that featured Yatka's Albert Kuvezin doing the Tuvan throat singing. Very cool stuff. Fumaka Prita will take us home with Toda Persoa. My name is Cal Coate. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyra Communications. Check out Celt and a Twist, our sister broadcast. Both are a free subscription at iTunes. But if you do download from there, make sure you write us a little review. It really, really helps. Our last word goes to U.S. mathematician Norbert Wiener. Oh, man, to get that name in life. He said, the more we get out of the world, the less we leave. And in the long run, we shall have to pay our debts at a time that may be very inconvenient for our own survival.
Communications.